Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the 16th annual Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, and it is a perfect day, a perfect Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone, to come on out and enjoy this beautiful grounds, the amazing artwork that's going on here, such a variety. I am intrigued by so many different pieces. I'm just looking around. Of course, we have the paints and the sculptures and the photography. We have wire work. We have all sorts of fantastic things. So come on over to the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Gates are open until 4 o'clock, and you're going to be cutting it really slim there, because after that, that's it. Now, live music all day long here, and we're going to have some of the musicians on. We have a lot of guests coming on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always is. Every year, 16th annual, can you believe it, on Easter Sunday, which is also April Fool's Day, and this is no joke. I'm really here. Of course, I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host of Traveling with Françoise. Joining us back in the studio is Sean Flanagan. Happy Easter, Sean, and happy Easter to everyone. As I said earlier, we're coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival, and they have champagne brunch, all sorts of things going on. I know church, Easter egg hunts this morning, but again, you have plenty of time to come on over here and check it out. A beautiful facility. If you've never been, that in itself is something to come see. Every year when I come here for the tennis, for this event, the grounds here at the tennis gardens just keeps getting prettier and prettier. All the flowers are in bloom. It really is gorgeous. Of course, they have a lot of vendors as well if you're looking for some unique items. I see they have a salt bar. And we're going to have someone from a salt bar, the salt bar, Hep Salt Bar, come on over and tell us all about salt. So today's show is presented by Desert Entertainer, your monthly free guide to all that's happening in the Coachella Valley. And speaking of which, we have a new contest with the Desert Entertainer that is posted on the website now. The prize is a $50 gift card to Riccio's in Palm Springs. Yes, steak and seafood. And all you have to do is pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer and then email me what page my ad is on. That's how you enter. It's that simple, and all the contests on the contest page, they are free. So make sure you go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Right, today the ANA wraps up. I was out there during the week over there. Perfect weather for them as well. And then I was out in Borrego Springs for Traveling with Françoise. Yes, did a couple days of filming out there for another new episode coming up. Now, we did play the Tucson episode for a couple of weeks in a row, and then we just were going to play the Mount Palomar episode here coming up this week, and then who knows? So you have to watch us at Fox 11 on Thursdays at noon, and we're also on DirecTV, and on Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. I want to welcome Animal Samaritans to the show. Yes, they do so much in the Coachella Valley for animals and pet adoptions. They're no-kill shelter, pet rescue, and more. So I'm excited about keeping you informed about Animal Samaritans, and their link is on the website. So definitely, again, use that website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Yesterday, I was on KSQ Channel 3, and we took a look at Branson. Yes, Branson, Missouri. It is a trending place for all ages. I mean, we used to kind of think of it as just maybe where our retired folks went to, but not anymore. They have beautiful, the landscapes, the hills, everything is so green and lush. Hiking, biking, so many outdoor adventures. Plus, they have the trendy shops and hotels down by Branson's Landing. They have the old Main Street. So anyway, yesterday was all about Branson. If you're looking for a place to go you haven't been, I say go, go, go. All right. So again, I am here coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Now, here the number of artists is 200 highly acclaimed judged and jury artists from across the nation and more than 20 U.S. states and 28 countries across five continents make their way here to Indian Wells for this event, this fabulous 16th annual arts festival. Of course, they have all different categories of arts: painting, sculpture, photography, ceramics, glass, wood, fine jewelry, wares, and textiles. It is a juried show. That means everyone gets judged. which makes it more exciting for the exhibitors because they proudly display their work up on their booth. So definitely something for everyone, and that's what I like. And I love the feel of this festival. It isn't some frantic, hectic pace. They have everybody set up with so much room around them. It's a very comfortable feel, very relaxing, a great way to spend your Sunday, your Easter Sunday. Come on over. They have the entertainment area. They have a covered seating area where you can sit under there, relax, have some food, people watch. Everybody has, you know, a little bit of different idea of what they want to get out of an arts festival. Here they have it all covered. So come on over and enjoy yourself. And again, the gates close at 4, so you want to get on over here a little bit earlier. General admission is $13 per person. Children 12 and under are admitted free. So again, another great Easter Sunday. I am over here again at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, 16th annual event. So great to have you with us today on this Easter Sunday. And if I didn't mention it, yes, you can purchase everything that's here. So all for sale. You'll walk away some amazing. I see a lot of people walking out with big pieces of art, with photography, with paintings, all sorts of different things that are coming out of here. And we have a lot of guests today with us, going to be joining us shortly after we go to our first break, is Carolyn Johnson. She is a poster artist. If you recall, when Diane Funk was joining me on the show a couple weeks ago, we talked about the beautiful artwork that she did, and the title of it is Midnight Bloom. It is hanging on a wall in my house. I should have brought it so Carolyn could sign it, but it's a beautiful poster, and you'll be able to buy that here, and we'll talk to Carolyn about her work. We also have Dusty Kinman. He was with Diane. He's going to be joining us with his 9-year-old son, Aiden. And then we have Valona Wynn of Safe House of the Desert. We'll talk to them and see what's happening there at Safe House. They always do such a great job. We'll have Hep Salt Company, Gourmet Marketplace. We'll have artist Tyson Homick. And then back again, because they are such a huge favorite here with the live entertainment, is Incendio, the World Guitar. They do such a wonderful job. They were playing this morning. In fact, the entertainment lineup today is as follows. Right now, until 11:15, which is close, Rump Roller Quartet, then Incendio Trio. They will be there from 11:30 to 12:30. Rump Roller Quartet comes back, and then Incendio Trio and Carbon Duran. They will happen from 2. They will perform from 2:30 to 4:15 p.m. So again, lots of entertainment happening here at the 16th annual Indian Wells Arts Festival. So much fun. So many people are coming in now, and I know when church lets out and everybody's done eat some of those chocolate Easter bunnies that they have sitting on the counter, they'll be coming over here as well. I want to thank all my sponsors. If I don't get a chance to mention you today, you know how these live remotes go, but our whole list of them, thank you so much for being part of Traveling with Francoise, because without you, I would not be here. Yeah. Okay. So I hope all is well with everyone out there again today. It's going to be, I think, in the 80s, perfect day, a little bit of overcast. And if you remember last week on the show, I said, well, I'm not sure what's coming up in April beside the music festivals. Well, let me tell you, there is a lot happening. We have a fashion show. We have, of course, the exhibit and artist reception at Gallery 500. We have all sorts of things happening in the Coachella. We have an American Documentary Film Festival going on. A bunch of things going right into April. April is going to be just as packed as January, February, and March. In fact, if not so, because everybody's been saying downtown Palm Springs is packed, El Paseo's packed, lots of people here for the arts festival. So be prepared for another busy, busy month here in the Coachella Valley. A little bit of heat doesn't scare anyone off. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside for just a few moments. When we come back, we will have our first guest with us, and that will be Carolyn Johnson. She is a poster artist of Midnight Bloom, a beautiful poster. We'll talk to Carolyn. We'll see everything else that she does. I'm sure she does more than just that and a lot more. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the 16th Annual Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens right here in Indian Wells. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Come on over. The gates are open until 4. It is a beautiful day. There's a champagne brunch going on. Easter egg hunts this morning. Incredible artists here. And joining us is Carolyn Johnson. She is the artist that was picked for this year's poster of Midnight Bloom. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Francois. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are more than welcome. I love your poster, Midnight Bloom. It is up on my wall already. But first, let's talk a little bit about you. How many years have you been coming to this festival?
I've been in this is the fourth year of being in the Indian Wells Art Festival, and this is probably my favorite show.
Well, why?
Well, first of all, the quality of the show. You know, when you have, as you mentioned earlier, 200 artists that are juried in, you know you're going to get quality work. Mm-hmm. Also, the diversity of the work is amazing, from sculpturing to jewelry to mixed media, painting. You know, you have everything and then a lot of styles in between of all of those. So a lot of really just dynamic pieces.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you. What is your style of work?
My style, actually, a mixed media, people really don't understand that very well. And I am a totally different animal in mixed media. I recently have incorporated gel mediums and have created two techniques of my own. One called soft carving, where I take the gel, which is picture a glue, and you carve into that. You carve into it, you let it dry. So I am actually a drawing artist, not much of a painter. So I throw paint down, like in my background colors, and then I do this gel medium over the top that I carve into. And so I'll make trees, and I make waves, and I make all sorts of things, mostly nature. And then I paint over the top in my colors. So I'll put in my dark tones, and I'll put in my highlights. Now, recently, as of 8 months ago, I've incorporated eggshells.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's something. When you're creative, that's what you do. That's just what you do. So tell us, how do you incorporate the eggshells?
Well, in a piece that I call Inside, Moments Insight, it's a birch tree forest. And in the foreground, I've got the bottom foliage, and the top part of the foliage is the eggshell. So I'll crack the egg, and inside into really thick gel medium, I press the eggshell. So I'm pressing those in and creating patterns. And then below that, I'll carve to make a line like it's the foliage. So we have a lot of really interesting things, and I do paint with metallic paints that I mix myself. So we have a bit of a shimmer in those. They're all done on 3/8-inch birch wood.
Wow.
So they have a hard face. And actually, I'm one of the few artists that has signs that say, please touch.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because you never know. You never know. Well, now, where is your booth when you walk in? We're here right here at the front gate. What number is your booth, Carolyn?
It's G19 and 20.
Okay.
And as you walk in through the wonderful, beautiful entry of this
place. It's just gorgeous. Yeah.
There's a center area that's a circular area. It's a grass area, and I'm right there to the right of it slightly.
Okay.
And you'll see the poster first. The poster's huge.
Well, and we want to talk about the poster, Midnight Bloom. And it's quite an honor when your poster is picked to represent this festival, because it is everywhere. It is on everything that you look at. So how did this come about? Where did you come up with Midnight Bloom? And describe it to our listeners who might not, for some reason, have seen an ad somewhere or a notice somewhere about this festival. Tell us what it looks like.
Well, first of all, when I first started, what happens is out of the 200 artists, Diane chooses 8, and you offer up your concept. So at the time that we were chosen, that I was chosen to conceptualize, was at the time of the eclipse.
Ah.
So everyone was looking up, and the sky was such an element. And so the goal is to do the flora and fauna of the Coachella Valley. And so in doing so, thinking of the midnight sky, I thought of the cirrus cactus that bloom only at night. So the beautiful full bloom. So imagine laying down on the ground and you have a panorama of cactus in a C shape on the base. And you're laying down and looking up. So I've got the cactus as a panorama on the base, and then I've got over 25 beautiful large white flowers just popping out of these cactus. Some are buds and some are full flowers, but they definitely take up the full third of the picture. Up in the sky, we have the Milky Way galaxy, and that is done with my metallic paints, and the rest of the piece is done actually with soft pastel.
Ah.
And I created a new technique called pastel fusion, where I actually heat the pastel to create it solid on the layer. So you have an in the sky behind or in front of the Milky Way galaxy are all these ribbons of celebration, really, of life. And those weave in and out of each other. And all of those are done in a hand pen, free hand pen art.
Does your brain ever stop?
Well,
how do you stumble across? I can barely draw a stick figure. My art is radio and some other things that I do in writing, but certainly not as far as creating some beautiful piece like yours to look at. I ask this, and it's really kind of, it's not even the right question about where your inspiration comes from. What I really want to know is, how does your mind stumble across these new techniques? What sets off that little trigger that says, I think I'm on to something here?
Well, just an example. I like to go for hikes and jogging around. And I don't know how many sycamore trees you have in the area, or trees like eucalyptus that have that interesting trunk.
And not a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, but I was out running like 6 months ago, and I'm like, I want to duplicate that. So how am I going to do that? How am I going to go about taking nature and transferring it into something that looks dynamic, mm-hmm. inspiring, fulfilling for me, and also creates a message of, I have a lot of stories that I actually write up and set next to my pictures that are stories of inspiration, stories of hope, and things like that. And so a lot for me is nature pulls me back to that place. And so when I see something in life, like I guess we could go back to the cactus and the flowers, how can I best duplicate those to make them not just look like a photo, but to make them dynamic and jump out at people and make them feel inspired? So that's what I look for. I go to nature.
Very fascinating. With us, folks, is Carolyn Johnson. She is the poster artist. She is the award-winning artist here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. How long have you been creating?
Well,
Don't say just 4 years.
Really? You're funny when you say it. Okay. So back in my teens, I was doing, like I said, I'm a drawing artist. I was doing pen and ink work. I was doing etchings, lithographs, but I never did anything with them. And yes, 4 years ago.
And you were here. This was one of your first stop. That's incredible.
Yes. And so 4 years ago, I actually had I lost my mother way back, and I said, when I can get to that place where my heart is full of love again, I'm going to start painting mm-hmm. and drawing. And that place came about 5 years ago when I started to think about what I wanted to do. And believe it or not, I was out on a jog, and I said, texture, line work, but how am I going to incorporate that color? So I figured it all out, and it's an evolving process.
Wow. It's such a great story. And, of course, now sky's the limit. This is what you do. You love what you do. I can tell you love what you do. Now, do you go across the country? How do you decide where you're going to go to show your work?
Right now, because I am pretty new to the choosing of the shows, mm-hmm. I have been as far up as Northern California, and I do desert shows, and I do Southern California shows. That's okay. What I've done so far.
All right. And you have, and we are going to mention it because I talk about this on the show every year. You have a exhibit coming up where?
At Festival of the Arts yep. in Laguna Beach.
Fantastic. Yeah. And they just redid their whole, their location, their venue, they redid, which is beautiful, great for artists as well. And with us, folks, is Carolyn Johnson. Now, Carolyn, your poster is available for sale.
Yes.
And you could buy them at your booth, which is G19 and 20. Are you autographing the posters when people?
Actually, the posters are kitty-cornered to my booth.
Okay.
Just to the, as you walk in, it's on the left, mm-hmm. and then I will be on the right. And I have signed those posters.
Oh, good.
So, yes, they are hand-signed, and they're gorgeous. They'll look awesome in anyone's home and a great remembrance of the beautiful desert out here.
Well, and that's what's so exciting about this work, the featured artist poster, which so much of the work here, in fact, everything here at this arts festival, you can take this poster and put it on your wall and just stare at it and love it because it is so beautiful. And I want everyone to stop by. Come on over. You have plenty of time. The gates don't close till 4 and see Carolyn Johnson, who is just kind of a newbie to the field, but you're taking it by storm. Congratulations to you.
I think it's coming to me. I mean, this has got to be, this is so exciting to be a part of this. This whole thing. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. All right. And the weather's been good today. It's going to be another perfect day here. And now, do you create at your booth, or is your creating done in a studio somewhere or outdoors?
I had so much inventory to bring to this show because I am in a double booth with nobody around me. And I just didn't have any room to bring all my creative stuff to do. But I do like to work in front of the group. I do like to show them. I do talk about my art a lot. Like I said, I have signs up that say, please touch. I explain to people my processes, and I think they'll love hearing about what they're looking at, because quite often with mixed media, you just don't know what you're really looking at.
All right. Well, Carolyn Johnson, thank you so much for being with us on the show. Congratulations to your success. And folks, pick up this poster. You are going to love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, folks. Well, there you have it. We start off with a bang right there. Carolyn Johnson, she is the poster artist. And like I said, you want one of these posters. They're gorgeous. Her booth is G19 and 20. You can't miss it. She has a hat on. She's looking good. She's ready to sign and has all these great stories. So again, come on over. You're going to see some amazing work. You don't even have to know about art. I know nothing about art. Nothing. I just know what I see and what I like. And for a lot of people, that's really how it all works for us. So definitely come on over and don't use the excuse, well, I don't really know anything. The artists, they don't expect you to know anything. They just want you to see something that you love. And there you go. You are all set. All right. We have a lot more guests to come. Coming up next, we had him on last year when he was only 8 years old. Well, now he's 9 years old. We are going to have Aiden with his dad, Dusty Kinman. We talked to Dusty on the show a couple weeks ago, but I said we have to have Aiden back. We have to have Aiden back. I want to hear what he's doing. I want to see what he's doing. Of course, he's here today with his family, and always a lot of fun when they're on the air. So stick around for that. Stick around for a lot more. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. We are coming to you live from the 16th annual Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, featuring 200 juried an acclaimed artist representing all types of genres. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Make sure you come on over and stop by and say hello. Well, we had Dusty Kinman on, and he is back with the entire family. Hey, Dusty.
Hello. How are you today?
I am fine, thanks. How has everything been going here over the weekend?
Oh, going great. The show is wonderful, and I've got my whole family here to share it with me.
I know. So, so I'm going to name off everybody. We have Aiden, that's 9 years old.
Ten.
He's 10. Yeah. Okay. I thought he was 8 last year. You guys are growing way too fast. I can't keep up on it. We have Reed, who's?
He's 8.
He's 8. Okay. And we have Kaylin.
Yeah. And she's 5.
All right. And hold that mic up just a little. There you go. And Kaylin is how old?
She's 5 years old.
All right. And they are all artists. Your entire family is artists at work. All right. So now Aiden, who is 10. Aiden, we had you on last year. And let's talk to you for just a second. You actually brought me a painting here to look at. It's beautiful. Describe it to our listeners.
I painted it from, we looked out the Indian Wells, looked out by the tennis field, and I painted it from that.
How long did it take you to paint that?
Like 5 hours.
Oh my gosh, that would take me probably 5 years. That is spectacular. The colors, the shading on the mountains, the palm trees. It is beautiful. It's just really gorgeous. All right, now you are a entrepreneur in the art world here. You have sold some paintings here, right?
Yep.
And you have also won an award. What was your award for?
The youngest artist.
The youngest artist. Well, congratulations to you. This is kind of like old hat to you now. I remember you last year. You were kind of jumping all over the place. This year, a little bit more subdued. So tell me about your art. How are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
And what do you, how do you describe your technique?
Just with a knife, you just pretty much just.
Just with a knife.
Yeah.
That's that easy, folks. Just with a knife. I'll get a knife. I'll try it. I don't think it'll turn out like that, but I will give it a try. Well, very, congratulations. Now, how many shows has, well, just a little bug flying around. Here we are outdoors. How many shows have you had your work in?
Probably. I'd say five so far. Yeah. Around five.
Five. Okay. All right. Do you have a goal for each year? Are there, do you have picked certain shows that you want to be in or?
Well, this one is, like, pretty much the only one that I usually go to.
Okay.
And
because it's spring break.
Yeah.
Oh, school. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. Come on. Really? All right. All right. Well, let's talk to Reed. Let's give Reed the mic. We have one bee here that just sort of likes all of us. I don't know what he wants. There he goes. All right. Reed, hold that mic up. How old are you?
Eight.
Eight. And what kind of work do you do?
Painting.
You paint. All right. Now, do you use a knife or a brush?
Palette knife.
A palette knife, too. This runs in the family. Okay, do you have any work displayed?
He sold it.
I sold my first one. It was, well, I sold my second one in total, but.
Okay.
Congratulations. I painted it for $150 and sold it.
Wow, way to go. There you go. An entrepreneur family. Well, congratulations to you as well. Now, you guys have won ribbons. You're already ribbon winners. And so let's talk to Kaylin real quick. And Kaylin is
five.
Kaylin, and she's in her Easter dress. She looks so darn cute over here. Now, you paint as well?
Yes.
And do you use a knife? That's a yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How many paintings do you have?
One.
One. Okay, is it on display here?
No.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Well, Dusty, take the mic back now.
Okay.
You guys, a family affair. How exciting for you. Tell us a little bit about how you work this with a family. Of course, you, your profession as an artist.
Yeah. Yeah. I come every year from, November here and there, and then start really in January through April.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to several art shows, this one being my most favorite.
Yeah. It's beautiful,
it's beautiful here. And then I travel back home and hopefully only have to be gone for 3 or 4 months away from the family, which is always hard.
Mm-hmm.
But spring break, they all come and visit me for a couple of weeks, and I get to enjoy their little faces. And then when they go home, it's like my whole world just disappeared again. So I'm happy to head home in at about the middle of April this year.
All right. Now, tell us about your work. Describe your work. I know you were on the air a couple of weeks ago, but go ahead and tell us where your booth is.
Well, I'm in B25, which is actually the very southeast corner of the show. So if you're walking around, walk around the corner on the cement there by the lemonade stand.
Oh,
that is absolutely delicious frozen lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go try that as well. But right behind the stand there is the Kinman booth, and I've got probably 35 paintings up for sale today, a lot of giclées and some originals too, up to a 48 by 60 of the Traditions Golf Course.
Oh,
and it's number 18, just a beautiful scene, just like you're standing there in front of the water. So it's just a great painting.
All right, all you fans, all you art collectors that live with the tradition, I'd run right over here and get that one. Don't let it go. So it's a tradition. So how does it work with your family? I'm interested in, did they come to you? They saw you working and said,
yes.
Dad, we want to try that? Because normally kids would bell and go the opposite direction.
No, that's exactly how it started with Aiden when he was five. He's 10 now, but when he was five, I was painting a scene of Crater Lake. And for some reason, it really caught his eye, and he said, "Dad, I want to try painting that." And he had that, he has just that really docile. He has a very good attention span.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat down on my lap for about 3.5 hours and painted a scene of Crater Lake that just blew everybody in my whole family away. And then he decided to keep going. So I've been selling his work for his latest piece, sold for $600. It was of Idlewild.
So, this one I'm looking at right now is just beautiful. And when you, you probably don't try to steer them in a direction. Is that, do you just let them do it how they want to do it?
Well, I kind of pick out the scene and usually help mix the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll show them where I I'll paint on the side and paint a painting. I'll show them what I do, and then they just copy me step by step and follow me all the way through. So I have a done painting that always ends up looking completely different than his or anybody else that takes a class of mine. I'm doing the sip and paint classes all over the town.
Okay. We know about those sip and paint. Now that's a class for me.
Those are really fun.
Okay.
But, the classes we do, they were taking them 2 years ago. Almost every day after school, they were getting off their school bus and coming and taking a class. Well, they kind of got wore out a little bit. I could feel them. They didn't have that spark.
Mm-hmm.
And so this last year, I just leaned way off, and now I can already tell it's coming back again.
So oh, good.
I leave it up to them, and I haven't locked them in the basement yet or anything like that.
So. Well, I can see, too, you're doing your own work. Then you have your kids doing work, and that's a lot of painting and artwork going on in your home.
Oh, absolutely. But there's art everywhere.
But you're very fortunate, too, that they have an interest in what you do, and they do it so beautifully. And I have to ask again, Aiden just picked this all up on his own.
Yeah, he asked to do it, and he's had a lot of practice now. Like I said, this is around his 20th, mm-hmm. 21st painting. And he's just really, he can sit there for hours and hours and hours, and not even at 5 years old, and not want to get up and do something else.
All right.
It's in him somehow.
Yeah.
And Reed is now becoming that way, but he wants to be a fishing captain. Reed does.
He caught
about 1,000 fish over the last couple of years.
Already?
Yeah. He's an amazing fisherman. And Aiden wants to be a fighter pilot.
Oh.
So they have little different lives they want to do eventually.
Okay. But, all right. And Kaylin, she wants to be on the microphone. She wants to be on the radio. Yeah, she does.
Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a very creative, you have a wonderful family here. I always enjoy talking to young artists like you guys and to see what you come up with, which really, like I say, puts me to shame in anything that I draw. But you guys, as long as you're having fun and being creative, that's what it's all about. Do you have any goal, Aiden, with your artwork? Is there anything that you have in mind for your next piece?
To make it look good, better than the last one.
Better than the last one? Okay, you know what? I go by every radio show. I say I want it to be better than the last one. Good for you. All right. And Reed, you should be painting fish. What do you think?
Well, I do like painting mountains and stuff like that, but I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, that's all right. It's okay. It's all about being creative. All right, your booth again is at B25. You can't miss it. It's Dusty Kinman and family. Everyone's there on this Easter Sunday. And Dusty, how long have you been coming to this event?
16 years
16
now.
Years.
Yeah, haven't missed a year, and I don't plan on missing any in the future.
Okay, well, we love having you here. And next year, I can't wait to see what Aiden and Reed and Kaylin, what they're all doing, because I'll be back also. How's that?
All right, yeah, we'll have some paintings a bunch more ready for you guys next year.
Okay. Next time, I think we ought to just sit one of the guys right here, too.
I think so, too, and have a little class.
So we can
have other people come up, and we'll be teaching them, and that would be fun.
I love it. That would be a lot of fun. Let's get some of these kids. Let them know that you don't have to.
And special needs as well. We love doing special needs. It's something that really brings a true smile to their face.
Yeah.
And then someone walks up and goes, wow, you did that? And they'll go, yep, I did. And they get this pat on the back. And then someone else says the same thing, and they get another pat on their back.
All right. We are changing the whole Indian Wells Arts Festival. We'll call Diane later and tell her. We won't tell her right now. Let's wait till this one's over. Okay. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden, the 16th event. The gate closes at 4, so get on over here before and make sure you go over to Dusty Kinman's booth, which is B25. They're all outdoor booths. They're beautiful. Meet the entire family. Buy some artwork, and you will be really, really happy that you did. I think we have collector's items right here. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, everyone. Coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. We are outdoors. We are right here as you walk on in. You look to your right and you will see me sitting here at a long blue table. And no, I am not the first aid booth or the administrative booth. It seems that's what everybody keeps asking me. Or where the restrooms are. So keep on going. But the restroom's really close by. All right. Here at the festival, we talked to Dusty and his family. And I told you there are different vendor booths as well. But one thing that we try to make sure as I'm adjusting my mic here, excuse me, is also to let everyone know that when you come to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, you are also giving back to the community in different ways. And joining us now is Valona Nguyen. She is with Safe House of the Desert. They were on with us last year. They're on again this year. Hi, Valona.
Hi, friends. Well, thank you for having us back.
Well, always a pleasure. Safe House of the Desert. For those that aren't really sure what you do, tell us.
Sure. Well, Safe House of the Desert has been around for the last 10 years in the desert here. We have two facilities, one in Riverside and one in Thousand Palms. And basically, we are a shelter for teens at risk, teens that are 11 to 17-year-olds. If they've got problems at home, if it's just not working out, we're a shelter that takes them in. We have a 21-bed facility to take care of our children. We have a three-week program that's voluntary for kids to come and find a safe place to be so they can kind of sort out what it is that's going on with them.
Which is interesting because a lot of time, again, in the Valley, people don't tend to connect the teenagers, the young children and whatnot a lot often with issues that could be happening here in the Coachella Valley.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, teens, we have teens that are CPS, that are substance abuse, that are self-harm. We've got just about every style of child has come through the door of Safe House, and we're just going to love them. Mm-hmm. We're just going to take real good care of them.
And now what if there is a child out there, someone knows of a child that's having problems? Because I don't think internally that maybe the families grasp how bad the problem is.
Right.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us by calling us direct to 760-343-3211. And again, we're located in Thousand Palms, or they can go to Safe House of the Desert online, and it'll give you all the directions and all of the good things that we're doing. And most often, you know, the kids will keep all of that emotion in. And so it's really important that you watch and you look to see what's going on with them. And if it's not quite right, you certainly just give us a call. We'll help guide you through it.
All right. And where is your booth here?
Our booth is down near the kids zone. So come on down by the glass blower.
Okay.
We're down that way.
All right. Do you have a number for it? Or we're just going to find you. We'll just find you down there. You have a big sign up, I'm sure. All right. Now, last year you were here. How many years have you been here at the festival?
This is our second year,
and we are
so blessed to be here. We want to thank Diane Funk for inviting us back.
And now there was, I just caught a little bit of the story, then I went on the air, that you being here actually was very helpful last year.
Oh, it was so much. Last year, we met so many wonderful people, number one, that supported what we were doing. But Indian Wells Chamber of Commerce in particular took it as a mission to create a wonderful fundraiser for us, which we did at the Miramonte Hotel, and that was really successful for us. And from also being here at Indian Wells Art Affair, we connected with the local art community and found out about grants, and we were awarded the Anderson's Children Foundation grant for our work, so we were thrilled to be seen. You know, I'm the art director for Skills Lab, and everything that I do with Skills Lab is designed to have the kids self-sustain, and we use emotion and we work with that in order to work out what's going on with the child using art therapy as the vehicle, and to be able to see all the different types of art that is here. It's so inspiring. So we can take some of the art we see here, take it back into the classroom and apply it to our children. It's a wonderful way to communicate, and so we're thankful for the arts, you know, Indian Wells Art Affair.
Well, we are thankful for what Safe House in the Desert does.
Thank you
so much, Valona. Now, let's talk about Youth for Youth in Crisis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are available, 760-343-3211, or the website is safehouseofthedesert.org. How about funding? How do you fund all of this?
We work very hard. A lot of it is outreach. We do have some, you know, federal grants that come through, but a lot of ours is private donations, and so any help that we can get, we certainly need it. Usually what happens in June, all of the funding falls out that's government assisted, so we're really looking to our community to help us from June till October until things come back online. So it's a really interesting summer. We get real creative, let me tell you.
Well, and it's surprising because I do think, though, the Valley is becoming more year-round.
Yes,
you probably
is.
See that with the kids because it's
absolutely.
Just problems with children, teenagers just doesn't stop because
no.
it's summer.
No.
Life
it's,
goes on.
Yes, yes.
And how about volunteers. Do you have volunteers?
Do you need
volunteers?
We always need volunteers. Jasmine Lopez at Safe House of the Desert is our volunteer coordinator. She's fabulous. If you just call the number, you can ask for Jasmine, and she could definitely talk to you about our volunteer program. We have all ages of people that come out to assist us in the skills lab and the shelter itself, and also just to entertain the kids, because it's a long day in shelter when you're in pain or when you're not sure quite how to cope. So a lot of love goes a long way.
Right here at your booth here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, when people come over to talk to you, what are some of the common questions that they're asking you?
They ask me, first of all, they're surprised that the children are making jewelry and rings and scarves and that they're doing some of the art pieces they're doing. They ask us a lot about the funding. How is this funded? But also, too, they ask about the process. And so I tell them about what a typical day in Skills Lab looks like. And what that looks like is we start with meditation, and then we get the kids grounded, and then we work within the classroom to inspire them to paint from the inside out. That's painting the emotions, like what's your joy look like? What's the color of your joy? What's the color of your anger? We get everything out that we can in order to put it on a canvas so a child can see art emerging. Additionally, they ask, how can I help? How can I volunteer? And what do you need? And we just are just so thankful and grateful to, again, Indian Wells, Art Affair, to have us here to be able to make the outreach with people that we wouldn't normally have a reach with.
Well, congratulations. Excuse me. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Of course, Safe House of the Desert's youth shelter provides immediate help to youth ages 11 through 17 who are experiencing emergency situations. And how long can a youth stay at the shelter?
We have a 21-day program. Okay. And there have been cases where, if needed be, we have been able to extend it. There are special circumstances that we do that, especially when a child it's not safe to go home, mm-hmm. and we need to find a placement for them. We assist in that process. And we have therapists on staff that work with these children to just bring out whatever that's stuck in the body energetically to get that out so we can do the work that we need to do.
All right, Bellona, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
At the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Again, you can go to the website operationsafehouse.org. That's operationsafehouse.org. And also safehouseofthedesert.org. They can find you in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
Give them a call at 760-343-3211. That's 760-343-3211. Now, you have to make me a promise right here on the air.
Yes.
Your upcoming events, whatever it may be,
yes.
you need to let me know so we can promote it. Start promoting it way in advance.
Absolutely. We will do that. And
okay.
Thank you
all right.
so much.
You heard it. All
Blessings.
Right. Thanks again, Bellona. Have a great time out here and enjoy meeting all the people that you're meeting.
We will. And thank you.
Okay.
And bye.
Okay, folks. All right. So we have a lot. We still have another hour left of the show. Right now, I'm going to take a little bit of time to tell you about some free events that are happening in the desert here. I don't want to, you're going to have to go to that website, though, to make sure you know of everything that's going on. The Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs Only Concierge-Driven Executive Building. Downtown there, also home of Gallery 500, Ristretto, and so much more. All right, free coming up on April 4th is the Art Walk and Wine Tasting from 4 to 7, and that happens over at the Art Place in Palm Desert. And also, there's a free guided art tour. Tell you, things are not slowing down here in the Coachella Valley. There's a free guided art tour at the Palm Desert Library, and that is on Saturday, next Saturday at 9 a.m. You just show up. It's a one-hour tour. You show up at the Palm Desert Public Library. Also coming up free, the City of La Quinta presents a kite festival. Yes, fly over La Quinta. That is Saturday, April 7th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Monticello Park in La Quinta. Yes, you're going to learn how to fly a kite and make one. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. And then Palm Springs Opera Guild's Opera in the Park returns for its 20th anniversary, and that happens on Sunday, April 8th at 1 to 4 p.m. at the Sunrise Park in Palm Springs. Get there early, take your chairs, sit out, and enjoy some fantastic music. Another free event. Then on April 12th, we have the grand opening and artist reception and book signing for famed photographer Hugh Holland. Remember, he is a photographer that brought the life of skateboarding in Los Angeles to the world. He's famous for that. And now he has some via Mexican male figuratives, 70s California street and beach photography that will be on exhibit, plus his book at Gallery 500. That is a free event on April 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. Come on over. We're going to have refreshments and light bites. And don't forget, yoga goes through April every Wednesday. It is free at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. So that's just a smattering of free events that we have going on here in the Coachella Valley. Of course, we always have our events too that you need to pay for, because we can't go to everything free, but they're all reasonably priced. Like right here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, it is $13 per person. 12 and under are free, so bring them over. There's something for the kids. Remember that they have these different booths with kids in them. We had Dustin Kinman here with his kids that are painting all the time. Like I said, I can't get over the work that they brought over, really. Something, I need to step up my game just a little bit when it comes to the art world, but it's okay. Or I'll just leave it up to Dusty's children, Aiden, Reed, and Kaylin. We'll let them do the art. How is that? But again, so much happening over here. Live entertainment. They have the area where you can see that, sit under the big covered area over there. You're still outside, outdoor covered seating for you. Enjoy music, have some food, have some fun. Just enjoy yourself. Come on over to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. It is a beautiful day. A lot of people walking out with packages, all sorts of packages, from photography to paintings to sculptures to things that I don't even know how you would describe them, but they are quite phenomenal. Remember on television, you saw the artist that works in wire. That was very unique. I want to get over there and see his work as well. So much going on here. You don't want to miss it. And it's, I don't know. You don't need to know about it, what the art is. You just need to like it. How does that sound? Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. We are going to step aside for our break here, our new local and international news. Then we'll be right back at 12:05 for more Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. We'll be right back.